The plant has been an air quality sore point for years as it turns coal into coke, mostly for steelmaking. There have been particular problems this year because of the collapse of a tunnel key to the air pollution control system inside the town of Tonawanda plant. Dozens of people showed up last night for a meeting in Braunscheidel Post. One speaker was Nellie Brown, director of the Workplace Health and Safety Program for Cornell University's Worker Institute. Asked about plant air pollution, Brown says workers wear respirators.
They're wearing flame retardant clothing, which is especially laundered. So there are known practices that protect them, along with the engineering controls of how you operate an oven and maintain it. For those people who are living downwind, the assumption is that by the time the air reaches them, it should have been, whatever is remaining, it should have been diluted.
Residents blame the plant for a variety of health problems, including cancer, because of the pollution, chemicals like benzene with a proven connection to brain cancer. At least one person at the Clean Air Coalition meeting says there needs to be a balance between air pollution control and jobs, since closing Tonawanda Coke would cost hundreds of workers good union wage jobs with high pay, benefits, and pensions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.